Now, let's look at the same story in terms of structure and sequencing. The first thing I want you to notice is that we followed pretty much the same structure as we talked about in terms of nested loops. In other words, open one story, open a second story, third story, fourth story, fifth story, etc. But there is a slight variation. Remember again, I told you at the master level of loops, you don't want to be stuck at a rigid pattern of open one loop, open another loop, close loop, close loop, close loop, because that's too regimented. In natural conversation, natural storytellers will open several loops, close some, open some more, close some more. And whilst in general it'll follow that structure of that inverted pyramid that we talked about, really, it's still more free-flowing than that. So to give you an example of this, I've actually changed the structure a little bit on this hypnotic storyteller induction. And I've opened story one, I've opened story two, opened story three. Then I ran through story four, and I used story three and four as being another mini loop. So open story four, then I created some suggestions. Then we closed story four, we carried on with story three. Now story four is complete. Story four is a completely formed bubble embedded within story three. Next, we moved on to story five from a continuation of story three. So now story five is taking the place of what would normally have been story four. At the middle point of story five, we have the process, the trance process itself. And then we come back out in reverse order. Story five, story three now, two and one. You go straight from story five to story three because story four is already done. It's already finished. It's a part of a different loop system. So I've given you a slightly more colorful loop structure so you can see that you can create stories in many different ways. All that matters is that you open and close loops in the same sequence, and then sometimes you can create these bubbles of stories within stories. Now, in terms of how I sequence these stories, how I created them, I looked at actually at story three first of all, the storyteller inside the story. And that's because it was inspired by the very title, the hypnotic storyteller induction, because it's all to do with what I'm trying to achieve here. Then I wanted to create an introduction to that so it flows smoothly from a natural experience, which is what created the second story, which is the jongleur story, the improvisational theatre story. Then I wanted to attach yet another story at the beginning of that to lead the way in, which was the example. The example does many things. It uses the piggyback principle in order to pace and match the experience that you've been having up to that point so that it hooks you in and prepares you for the journey that is about to come. Now, two of the stories, the story of the storyteller and the fairy tale of the golden ram and the wise ewe, both of these were totally created from fresh, from scratch. So I used exactly the same processes that you learned on CD7, How to Destroy Resistance with Stories Part 1, in order to create those particular stories. All I had in my mind was a sense of a theme. The storyteller came first because there's a theme going on there that I wanted to embed with inside of your mind, this idea of what storytelling is about and the process you go through to do that. The story of the golden ram and the wise ewe came about because of an ambiguity that we'll cover a little bit more to do with the wise ewe. In case you haven't worked it out already, the word ewe means a female sheep, but I'm also talking about you, the person listening to me. It's a lovely ambiguity to be able to use as part of the process. So I want to tell a story that had that ambiguity built into it as well, which is what inspired me creating that particular story. The first two stories, the example of my using hypnosis for the first time and the example of going to a storytelling workshop at Jongleur's, both of those have come from my own personal history, my own experience, and they seem to fit the themes that were beginning to evolve naturally. So far, we have four of the story. The fifth story is actually a bit of a cheat on my account, because I've taken that straight from the work of Milton Erickson. The first time I encountered the Martha story was from my own mentor, John Overdorf, in the middle of a seminar that he presented to us. And I really loved that story all the way through, particularly because I had the personal effect of it, and all the things that have been built into it are very, very clever. This was first created by Milton Erickson as part of his therapeutic techniques, his therapeutic storytelling repertoire. So I took that story, I adapted it to fit the kind of content, the kind of purpose and outcome that I had in mind for this particular induction sequence, and I presented it to you as a kind of acknowledgement of the past, of the history where it's all come from, and particularly of past masters like Milton Erickson, so that you have an example of his work within my work, and of course my variation of his work. So notice how this is yet another example of how stories are living creatures which will adapt and evolve to fit the circumstances, to fit the environment that you're in. Now, had we been in the same room together in a live physical environment, the story would be different yet again, because I would be building in different cues according to how you're responding, how you're feeling, and the parts of the interaction that we've had up to that point would have somehow been included in that. So stories are very rich and very live experiences that can be capturing the moment whilst at the same time achieving many different outcomes.